It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for April 23rd.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car-selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Today's word is Exodus, spelled E-X-O-D-U-S. Exodus is a noun. An exodus is a situation in which many people leave a place at the same time. In other words, a mass departure or emigration. Here's the word used in a sentence from the Los Angeles Times. Experts link lower rents to a possible drop in demand after population losses during a recent exodus from parts of Southern California. As the state's population has stagnated, some believe demand may cool and dampen rent growth. The biblical book of Exodus describes the departure of the Israelites from Egypt. So it's no surprise that the word Exodus, uncapitalized, has come to refer more generally to any mass departure. Exodus was adopted into English via Latin from the Greek word exodos, which literally means the road out. Exodos was formed by combining the prefix ex, meaning out of, and hodos, meaning road or way. Indeed, many roads lead out of hodos into English. Other hodos descendants include episode, method, odometer, and period. While Exodus is occasionally encountered in reference to an individual's leaving, as in his or her or their exodus, such usage is likely to raise the eyebrows of editors who feel it should only refer to the departure en masse of a large group of people, as when novelist Nnedi Okorafor writes in her science fiction novel Lagoon, "Everyone was trying to get somewhere, be it a church, a bar, home, or out of Lagos. Then there was the exodus of people to the parts of the city that had the least chance of flooding if the water rose too high." With your Word of the Day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.